everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome, everybody. This is a live show. It's Monday. I don't know what it is. October 20th, I guess? 2008. And I'm going to tell you a little story about a man named Jed. No, a little story about how lazy I am. And perhaps you can chime in with how effing lazy you are. I got a house. I bought a house in the San Fernando Valley in 2003. That was 5 years ago. When I got the house, the pool man had asked me to please cut down the tree that's right next to the pool, because all the leaves get in it there. It's going to break your pump, it's going to ruin your filter, and it's going to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars every year unless you take that tree down. I said, you got it. I'll definitely take it down. That was 2003. That tree came down on Friday of last week.
Jesus Christ.
And he's absolutely right. That tree has cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in busted pool equipment. It's just laziness. I can't write it off to anything other than stupidity and radical, almost bedridden laziness when it comes to that effing tree. It's cost me probably $15,000. And it was a pain in the ass anyway. It's gone. I'm glad it's gone. I gave that tree the F word when it left. And my other next-door neighbor, who's like a complete environmental nut, said, no, you can have it pulled out of there. And I said, no, please, let's not start with pulling it out of there and shipping it to Oregon and, letting it grow in some forest. It's a tree. It's a 20-year-old tree. Hated to see it go. It gave us a lot of shade, but it's over. It's destroying a lot of other... The neighbor also, it's destroying his pool as well. And when I say pool, I'm talking there's enough room in my pool for me and my wife. If my daughter wants to swim, one of us has to get out. All right, I'm not talking about Olympic-sized pool. I'm talking about barely enough for the three of us to sit in that pool. Thank you very much. Here's another thing that I do, and to show how lazy I am, I bought my brother, I think it was about 4 years ago, I bought him a VCR. Yeah, I got a good deal on it because DVDs were coming out at the time, but he didn't have a DVD player or a VCR, and that's when, Blockbuster was still stockpiled with VHS tapes of everything. You go rent a video. And I bought him the VCR for Christmas of 2004. Wrapped it up, and he was going to come over for Christmas that year. And I've seen him since at three other Christmases. That package is still wrapped, and it's still next to my fireplace.
Jesus Christ.
And again, I hate to sound like I got a ton of money. When I say fireplace, I mean it doesn't burn logs. There's just a light in there that turns around, gang. You've got them in your place. Please. It's not a mansion I live in. But it is near the third fireplace of my house. The other two are enormous. You can actually walk in one of them. But this is how lazy I am, that I haven't sent it to him, and now I'm embarrassed to send it to him. Who buys somebody a VCR nowadays? Go to Walmart, they're $29. I think this one was, $140. But it's just unexplained laziness. Are you a lazy son of a bitch, too? Here are the phone numbers. Some crazy lazy stories. Don't call us up and say, you're supposed to be up at 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes you'll sleep in a quarter to seven. All right? Pass. A little more interesting than that. 520-9710. That's our big number here in Southern California. And 888-520-9710. Here's another thing I do. I have a pressure washer at home to clean out. You clean the pavement and do a little spring cleaning. You wash the windows with it once in a while. And it's a Honda, and it fires up every time. So kudos and thank you to Honda. They make a great power washer. And I ran out of gas for it. So instead of taking the little gas tank down to the gas station and fill it up and bring it back, I cut a piece of hose off, stuck it in my car, and siphoned some gas out. That was about noon today, and my mouth still tastes like gasoline because I sucked it one time too many, and the gas flowed out. I filled up the tank, the little container, but I also got a mouthful of high octane gas. So I can still taste it, but my teeth are as white as they've ever been. But it is. It's just unexplained laziness. Now, our own Randy Wang brought this up and brought this to my attention because he is the laziest man on earth.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you have me beat by, you know, eons. Now, what? Now, your laziness, first of all, you have your fat, your, I'm sorry, your to-go orders, your food restaurants to deliver.
I have
food restaurants. I guess that's a little redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I have a giant pile of takeout menus that I put next to my bed in a little drawer. So while I'm still lying in my bed, I can reach for my phone, I can reach for my takeout menus, and I can order delivery without ever leaving the bed.
Jesus Christ.
And there are some times when it'll be a half hour later and the delivery guy's knocking at the door and I still haven't left that bed. So now I got to do the mad dash where I get out the bed, then I got to go put a t-shirt on and run up to the door.
Right, and act like you're not a complete lazy a-hole.
Yeah, there's a lot of times the delivery guy sees me without any pants on.
Yeah, I know that panic and I hate it. But that panic where you know they knock on the door and you're still in bed. And you want to ignore it, but then you're like, oh, no, he's not going to go away. He's got my food. So I got to get up and I got to go get it. And so you put on a t-shirt, you try to throw some jeans on, and you look at your hair once before you slide over to the door. So you order while you're in bed, you order fast food or takeout food?
Takeout food.
Jesus.
Pizza lines.
God almighty, man.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, that is amazing. I have done this also in the past. I hate traveling where I've got to take luggage with me. I hate picking up and carrying it, waiting for luggage and all that stuff. So at my own expense, I'll pay to UPS my clothes a week before to wherever we're going.
Jesus Christ.
It's only about $25 because you do it, you know, in a, you know, 4 day or 5 day delivery. It's $25 or so, $30 max. And then you don't have to deal with carrying bags through the airport. I think it's brilliant. But then when it doesn't get there or somebody screws up, they don't sign for it or whatever, then, you know, you're on vacation with that same shirt and that same pair of pants for, a week. Enjoying yourself. Yeah, man. That's probably not the only lazy thing you do, though.
No, I have tons of lazy things. The laziest moments in my entire life occur on Sunday afternoons when I'm trying to do my laundry. I have my own washer and dryers in my studio apartment.
Wow,
because I was
shoe.
But I only bought them because I was too lazy to walk to the community one that's two doors down.
Wait a minute. You bought a washer and dryer for a studio apartment?
Yes. And there's a community washer machine for the whole apartment building two doors from my house.
So your 800 square feet is taken up by 9-10 square feet with this washer and dryer?
Yeah.
Stackable?
No.
Side by side?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm surprised that you have room in there. Do you is that turned into your kitchen counter?
It's right next to the kitchen.
Do you ever use it to put food on and stuff?
No, I got enough room. I got a pretty spacious studio apartment, but
yeah. Sounds beautiful.
But there's a lot of laziness that goes into me doing my laundry. First of all, I take my entire week's worth of clothes, which is, you know, two pairs of everything because I'm dressed twice a day to work the night shift and the day shift, cram it all into one giant load for my tiny little washing machine. And I'm so lazy that I don't even know. I've never, ever poured the detergent in with a measuring cup. I just pour it straight in there and circle it around and guess how much I'm using. I have never, ever measured it or put it in the cup. And
I've
never done
that. That's pretty lazy, dude.
Never change the lint filter in my dryer, maybe once a month.
That's not bad.
But the worst thing that I do...
I mean, it's a fire hazard, but, you know, in a studio apartment, you've got probably a lot of exits.
I change it once a month.
How many exits? Are you on the second floor?
No, I'm on the first floor.
All right.
I got one exit.
Because right. Not changing the lint catch on a dryer is not a second floor habit, or it shouldn't be.
No, it's a first floor
all
thing.
All right, because you probably only have one door out of your place.
But here's the worst thing.
My guess is, in your studio apartment, you don't have two doors.
No, just one door.
Just the one door.
Yeah.
One way in, one way out.
Exactly.
All right, so if there's a fire, you're screwed.
I'll be fine.
All right.
So the worst thing that I do is that when I'll set my dryer to go for 2 hours, and then when
Two hours?
Well, yeah, it's whatever the longest is.
Wow.
And so then I'm watching TV or relaxing or lying down, and the buzzer will go off, and I won't go to the machine for 20 minutes.
Hmm.
Then when I go to the machine, instead of taking the laundry out, I add 30 minutes to the timer so I don't have to take the laundry out yet.
Even though it's dry.
And I do this over and over again for hours. Sometimes the next morning, there's still laundry in there. And I've gone once 3 days without taking the laundry out of that dryer.
Yeah, I'm surprised, because you're not lazy here at work. I'm surprised you're lazy at home.
I save it all for the house.
All right. That is not a good habit to have, you know, to clean your lint catch out once a month and then to have your clothes on for 6 hours. Not a good combination. All right, let's talk to Mickey here in Glendale, or Mikey. I don't know what it is. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Timmy? Timmy, hey. I gotta say, you're a man's man. Siphoning gasoline.
Yeah.
You're a true Renaissance man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can smell it on my breath today. I'm a real man.
Don't smoke. Please, for God, don't smoke.
You know, I did think about that. After I did that, I thought, how long should I wait before I light up a cigarette?
You look like that little burning Buddha guy, man. You just spontaneously combust.
Hey, what a way to go, though, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the guy who talks for a living went with his mouth blowing up.
Oh, man. Check it out. My first car was an 85 Ford. It was passed down to me. It was in cherry condition. But, you know, being young and naive, I never changed the oil on that car. I drove it around for probably like 2-3 years. Everybody's like, change the oil. All I would do is add to it. Well, one day the engine blew. I pulled out the distributor. It had just tar on it. Cost me about $1,500 to rebuild the engine. Wrecked it 2 weeks later.
Well, you know, you're lucky you didn't have to replace the engine. You're lucky they were able to fix it, you know, for $1,500.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But the kit itself is like a grand. And then all the time I took off of work.
Yeah. Is that recently?
No, this was probably like 10 years ago.
Right. So 10 years it would have cost you $1,500. Today it probably would have cost you about $5,000.
Yeah. Thankfully, I've been blessed with being like you, a man's man. I know my way around tools and everything.
There you go, dude. All right, buddy. Yeah. Thank you for calling, man.
Hey, thank you.
Is it Mickey or Mikey?
It's Mickey.
Mickey, all right. Thanks for calling, buddy. You're the best, dude. That ring a bell in there, Gino? We were talking before the show on lazy activity, and Gina said she hasn't had her oil changed maybe this year.
All I know is they did a lot to it when I had a car accident over a year ago.
Over a year ago.
Yeah.
But you haven't changed the oil or added oil in a year.
Well, not personally. Right. I don't know.
Somebody else may have?
I don't think so.
You're the only one that drives it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let's go check your oil. This is about 10 minutes before 8. Went outside, popped the hood, checked the oil, cleaned off the dipstick, stuck it back in, pulled it out, and it was just at the edge. You could see just about a speck of sand at the end.
Okay, Tim, in my defense, it was just touching the tip of the dipstick, but that dipstick was wet.
Jesus Christ.
The dipstick was wet because the engine was hot. If you check that oil tomorrow when the engine's cold, that dipstick is going to be dry, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dry, 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 man.
Now, you know that I don't totally understand your recommendation, right?
Of putting oil in it?
You said put oil in it, but then you said they're going to take all the oil out.
Well, yeah, you should have your oil changed, and you should have it flushed out. I mean, if you haven't had it serviced in over a year, you shouldn't just change the oil. You should have them flush it out.
Okay.
And they'll do that at any one of these, oil...
Is it expensive?
You should have Randy go with you or me go with you, because if they see a chick coming into one of these oil change places, they'll get you for $160.
Oh, yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah.
I'll have to take it out in services.
Yeah, these people are criminals. I had my oil changed over the weekend, and the guy started giving me the whole routine about, you know, this car needs synthetic, your filters need changing. I said, change your oil filter, but don't change your air filter. Your air filter was changed 3,000 miles ago. And he said, no, this was changed about 15,000 miles ago. I said, dude, there's only 20,000 miles on the car, and I changed it, personally, about 3 miles, 3,000 miles ago. Those guys will try to rip you off all the time. They constantly fight with you.
You have
to have a guy go with you. Can't go as a chick.
What if I stay stupid, and I'm like, I don't know. I guess if you do good, we can talk about it on the radio, but if you do bad...
Nah, that doesn't work. They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They don't give a rat's ass about that. All right, you're lazy as hell, right? Sean in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got going?
Well, I was just calling a song to say, you're talking about laziness.
Right.
Like, most of the time, I'll be sitting up in my room, and I'm just having a beer. I'm so lazy, I won't even go downstairs. literally 15 feet to go use the toilet.
Right.
I just get up, open my sliding balcony door, and just like stick my wiener out there and just go out there, like go on my balcony.
what a break for the guy that lives in apartment 101.
Serious. Well, we have this drain that goes out there, and I'm just so afraid it's like just leaking on someone.
Jesus
One day someone's
going
to be walking down there and like, what the, it's raining?
Oh, thank God that you, you're not at the point where you're taking a dump off the balcony.
Oh, I think one day it might get to that.
Oh,
I have a bucket out there, so just
oh, please.
Or
all right, hold on 1 second, Animal. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see ZZ Top.
What?
You know who ZZ Top is?
Yeah.
Or as they
yeah.
say in Canada, ZZ Top. All right, do you know the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, I know the
Foo Fighters. All right, hold on 1 sec. They'll be performing live at Pomona Fairplex for the Love Ride 25 and California Bike Week this Sunday. Seems like a pretty good event. Ticketmaster.com has your ticket. ZZ Top and Foo Fighters at the Pomona Fairplex. All right, look at that. Might slide out there. Probably too lazy. Let's talk to Jackie in Santa Clarita. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Conway.
Hey.
I wanted to talk to you about my super lazy boyfriend.
Uh-uh.
Basically, he had a very nice vehicle, but it was our third car, so he didn't really use it, and he parked it a couple blocks down from our place. Well, after months and months and months of it being parked there, they ended up towing it, and we couldn't afford to get the car towed out. So we ended up losing this really super nice car, and actually the people just a block above us bought the car. So we get to walk by and get the nice reminder that we were too lazy to go and move the car. So
Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. How come you couldn't afford to take it out of Hawk?
Oh, we were super broke. I mean.
Yeah, but it got towed, and you couldn't afford the $160 to get it out?
Well, we didn't find out till like 2 days later because the car was there for so long,
oh,
we would drive by and not even notice it not be there. So after a couple of days, we realized it wasn't there, and yeah, it was a pretty pricey expense to get it out.
Did you own the car?
Yeah.
So they took it from you, and they sold it to your neighbor?
Yeah.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Volvo C70 convertible.
Brand new?
No, it was 2002, but pretty low mileage. It was a
wow.
great car. Yeah, it was very depressing, lazy.
How active. Much was it worth, you think?
We probably could have gotten, I don't know, 20 grand? I don't know. I'm really bad guesstimate, but I mean, it was a huge loss, and it was the most laziest act.
Well, it seems beyond lazy. I mean, there's some, you know, a healthy dose of stupidity involved.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
If you have a $20,000 car that you could have gotten out of the yard for $600 or $700 maximum, right?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
to lose 20 grand, I mean, you could have borrowed that money from me. I would have given it to you.
Well, shoot, I'll call you next time.
Yeah, next time call me. I'll give you $600 and I'll buy that car from you.
That sounds good. We need some help with some vehicles, so I'll give you a call.
Yes. All right, thank you for calling, baby.
Thanks, Conway.
All right, there she goes, everybody. All right, let's talk to Patrick in Downey on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Hey.
Hey, my brother is so lazy that he actually installed two dishwashers in his house, so he never has to empty one. He just uses dishes out of one and then loads it back in the other one.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So he never actually unloads the dishwasher. He just uses dishes out of one and then puts them in the sink. And then uses dish out of the other and then loads them back up.
No, he doesn't even put them in the sink. He just
just go right back
in the other.
Jesus. That's a great idea. That guy's like, this is not lazy, he's a genius.
No, he's not. He's lazy.
All right. All right, Patrick. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
All right, you effing lazy guys and girls out there. It's always fun to know that I'm not the only lazy idiot in town. 520-9710. How lazy are you? I ask you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. That Gino hasn't changed her oil or checked it in over a year. And I know, we're getting calls saying you got to check your oil when the car is cold. That's all BS. A modern-day car should just sit there for 5 minutes. And your car was there for more than 5 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah, probably 45 minutes.
About 5 minutes. All the oil will leak down, and you could tell if you have oil in there. You can actually leave the car running if you want. But to have no oil in a car, it's the easiest way to keep your car running. Change your oil every 3,000 miles, and almost every modern-day engine should last 200,000 miles.
But, Tim, I put gas in it. What else do you want?
All right. Never mind. Actually, never mind. You're fine. All right. The lazy people in Southern California, Jason and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Jason.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I might be the laziest mother effer in Southern California, but I'll get off the couch any day to change Gina's oil.
Wow. All right. If you know
just
what I mean, right?
I'm available.
Right. Okay. All right. What do you, how do you, why are you lazy and how does it demonstrate itself?
Well, I absolutely cannot stand to go shopping. I don't go to Albertsons. I don't go to Vons. I don't go to Target unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
Once I've gone through all the toilet paper in my bathroom, I move on to the paper towels. And actually, this summer, I ran out of paper towels. I hit up all the old McDonald's napkins I had in the drawer, went through every piece of paper in the house, and so I finally ended up using pages out of the book behind my toilet.
Wait, out of the white pages?
It's just this book I have. You know, it's just a little bathroom book. It's got some quizzes and trivia in it. So I actually use those pages to finish the job.
Jesus Christ.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Jesus Christ, man. How about
Jesus
that?
Jesus Christ.
Mom gives you a book for Christmas and end up wiping your tuchus with it. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably like Silly Putty can read on his ass, what he backwards, what he's been wiping it with. All right, to Aaron on the 57 freeway, you're on 97.1 FM call.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, dude.
Okay, get this. I got a brother. He's 21 years old, and he lives at home with my mom still. Okay, my mom just kicked him out because he's so lazy. The guy has a fridge in his room. He has a microwave in his room. Half of his closet's pretty much a pantry of food that he can cook.
Right.
And he's even so lazy, the bathroom is literally 10 feet away from his room. He pees in empty water bottles, and they will sit there for at least 2 or 3 weeks on his next to his bed, just pee, sitting there. And they kicked him out for it.
Well, let me take a wild... This is your brother, right?
Yeah, he's 21 years old.
I'm going to take a wild guess here and say he's a single man.
Yeah.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah, one for Conway. Look at that. Nailed it. Yeah. People don't think I'm psychic. I should do that show on Sunday night.
Yeah.
With
Linda Salvin.
Linda Salvin, yeah. Linda Salvin.
Spot's opening up.
Yeah, Linda Salvin, Conway. The two psychics, man. All right, if you're lazy in Southern California, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Ben in Highland. Hey, Ben, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, you big stud. What's happening?
Nothing. Just hanging, dude.
So, yeah, check it. When the writer's strike was going on, I didn't get out of my boxers, take a shower, and leave the house for 6 days. Same pair of boxers. My roommate finally essentially hosed me down in the kitchen.
are you a writer, or was it just a coincidence that the writer's strike was going on at the same time?
I was in production, and you know, all the productions were shut down. So I don't know if it was laziness and feeling sorry for myself. So yeah,
but that kind of laziness feels good.
It does. It does the first 3 days.
Yeah.
On the sixth day, you just feel like kind of like a turd.
But I mean, when you're not working and you're not motivated doing anything, you know, day turns into night, night turns into day, and you can get up at any time or go to sleep at any time.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
Well,
6 days, though, is a long time.
It was. And my roommate, you know, to his credit, thank God, he finally kicked me in my butt and said, you know,
right. I'm going to take another shot at this, dude.
What?
You're not married.
No.
Yes! 2 for 2! Look at that. Linda Salvin and I got to do a show together. I'm on fire here. 2 for 2. Let's talk to Mark in Claremont. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Just want to let you know, my brother is so lazy, he married a pregnant chick. Anyway, my two pennies worth.
That's pretty funny, dude. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here.
Cool, thanks.
A family. You got four people in your family?
If not my family, I can get a couple other folks.
All right. All right, maybe you can sell the tickets. I don't know. A family four-pack of tickets to the shipwreck at the Queen Mary in Long Beach on October 31st. And I'll be broadcasting live. I think Gino, you coming down for that, Gino? I believe you're coming down.
I'll be there.
And are you coming down for that, Randy?
I'll be there with bells on.
Wow, look at that. All right, Randy will have bells on for some reason. And we'll be broadcasting live from the Queen Mary Shipwreck. It's called queenmaryshipwreck.com. I mean, that's the website.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I wear the fairy outfit I wore on your birthday?
Do whatever you like, yeah.
Oh, great.
You're going to go topless with it again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that. All right, it might be chilly out for that.
All the better, Tim.
All right, watch out, Leo. All right, family four-pack of tickets to a shipwreck at the Queen Mary. So come on down on Halloween, and we'll be broadcasting live on Halloween. That's the best place to go. You don't have to think about driving and drinking. You can just spend all night there. If you get too bombed, you can sleep at the hotel. They got a hotel right there on the ship. You can sleep on the Queen Mary. Like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have crossing the Atlantic. You can sleep on it right there in Long Beach. All right, the lazy, true lazy people of Southern California, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's another lazy move. A friend of mine called me on Sunday of last week, and he said, I've got tickets to the Dodgers Phillies game. And he said, you want to go? I said, where are the seats?
Jesus Christ.
And he said, they're great seats. They're right down front. I'm like, you got parking? He says, yeah, I got parking. It's close parking. I'm like, nah, that's a pain in the ass getting in and out of there. It really is. Going to Dodger Stadium, you know, it takes you 2 hours to get in there. Takes you 2 hours to get out. And all you're worried about while you're watching the game is how many effing hours will it take me to hit that freeway that's bumper to bumper. So, pass. Brittany and Fulton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
All right. What do you got?
I got two things. One with the change in the oil thing.
Right.
My dad taught me when I was 13, and I'm now 20. He taught me how to change my oil even before I had a car, before I started driving, because he knew... You need to know how to change the oil. You need to change the tires. I've actually done the brakes on my car.
Wow. How old are you?
Like I'm 20.
Were you young enough? I don't think you're old enough to remember this, but do you remember when Dad used to pull the car up with two wheels on the curb and just drain the motor oil into the gutter?
He never did that. That was not his thing.
Must have just been my environmentally conscious uncles that liked that move.
Probably. Yeah. And my stepmom, she ran her car out of oil.
Oh, God.
Twice.
And what happened?
It ruined the engine, and we had to get a new engine and put in the thing.
Hey, hold on a sec. Hey, let me ask you again, and Gina's going to listen this time, okay?
Sure.
Hey, Brittany, so when your mom ran out of oil in the car, what happened to the engine?
It ruined the engine. We actually had to replace that, and that's not an easy penny.
You had to replace the whole engine?
Yeah.
And that was probably about $6,000, $7,000?
Something like that. She also ran out of transmission fluid and power steering fluid. Gina, you got to check those fluids.
All right.
So, Tim, we're going to slide by that shop tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, All right. Thanks, Brittany.
No problem.
All right. There she goes. Look at that. Gina taking oil tips from Brittany. Bad vibes, man. Got to check that oil. It's the easiest way to keep that car on the road.
Yeah, but, Tim, it's not like you magically know this when you get a car.
No,
doesn't it come
with
a list?
You have to ignore a lot of information and a lot of commercials and a lot of people talking to know that you don't have to check your oil.
That's why I'm afraid to have a kid. It's like, what do I know? It's making noise, but maybe it likes to lay on the floor and be ignored. I don't know what to do with it.
But you've never heard like a Jiffy Lube commercial where they say check your oil every 3,000 miles?
Yeah, but I thought they were being dirty.
No. Have they ever heard, like, wasn't there a guy in your life ever that said, hey, you know, that oil light's on. Are you going to check that?
No, but Tim, why isn't my oil light on? Does that mean my car is faulty?
Yeah, it might be.
See,
yeah.
I think I smell a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I can get it up for that.
Nah. Then yeah, you go into a court and they ask you when's the last time you changed your oil, and you say 45,000 miles ago, the engine's faulty, and they're like, get the F out of here.
Yeah.
Out. All right, Kevin and Camarillo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Good. How you, dude?
I'm doing all right. You ever seen the movie The Big Lebowski, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have tended to believe that I am the dude. It seems that I'm pretty much been living off the state since the social recession has come through. Not exactly proud of it, but
right.
On the unemployment, which I've been paying into since I started working, as well as disability because of a back injury, working construction and whatnot.
Right.
So, being 23, it kind of sucks having to live in that position, but, you know, just making it work as best I can, trying to get through this whole downfall in the job market.
Perfect.
It's a bummer as hell, man.
All right, Babu. We thank you for calling. Please call us again.
Doesn't matter.
If you have an opportunity, please. Every night wouldn't be too much to hear from you. Arthur in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1. All right. Hey, Babu, can we ask you not to use the whole F word?
Oh, my bad.
That's cool. All right, so say it again without the F word.
I wear diapers.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you wear Depends?
No, just...
just regular cloth diapers with a safety pin?
I wash them.
Okay, we thank you for calling as well. And we're going to take a commercial break and see if anybody else out there who doesn't use the F word and doesn't S their pants. I'm sure we have a listener out there that doesn't do both. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I drive 20 miles in here for this audience, folks. I'm not going to sit around and listen to guys who S themselves in a diaper. It ain't worth it. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, watching the Los Angeles Kings play the Colorado Avalanche. And in the time it took to take one phone call, the Kings were winning 2-1. And in a minute 15 seconds of the second period, Colorado scored two goals, and they're up 3-2. In a minute 15, they scored two goals on the Kings. Be a long season, boys. Long-ass season.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Now, Mr. Blackwell died today. He was 86 years old. And he's the guy that was, you know, talked about best dressed and worst dressed. So, well, I'm sorry to see the guy go. I hate to ever wish that on anybody. I'm not going to miss the best dressed and worst dressed list every year. You know, especially with his description.
Oh, she dressed like she was a diabetic who worked at 31 Flavors.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, God almighty with these references. So that's over. It's done. Again, hate to see the guy go. Not going to miss the crazy references when it comes to what people are wearing. All right, let's talk to Lance in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. You're a lazy dude?
I think this would consider being lazy, definitely.
All right.
I'm in construction, one morning loading up my tools, and number two hit me like a ton of bricks. Well, I didn't really have any time to run back, and so I just dropped drawers there and took care of business, and I left it. Came back later on that evening, doing some paperwork, and my wife comes in.
I think that's enough of that story.
Jesus Christ.
I think that story, outlived its funniness. Let's talk to Jonathan and Laverne. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. How's it going,
hey,
buddy?
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I've got, like, the best story about somebody who's so lazy that it'll come back. It comes back around to get them. It's like something you're totally going to love.
Perfect.
So I was married to this woman, right? And before I met her, she had rented a car. And, you know, she was so lazy, she didn't even want to take it back herself, so she had someone take it back. Well, about a year later, she starts getting these papers from the rental car company telling her that, you know, she has to appear in court all the way on the other side of the country. So, like, because the car got returned, it was all destroyed, it was beat up. So the state kind of, they suspended her license because she failed to appear. Well, in the midst of her not wanting to do any work, she was driving down the road and got, like, this crazy speeding ticket for doing above and beyond the law.
Right.
Right? So she didn't decide to show up to court, so she was driving around for, like, 2 years on a suspended driver's license.
Right.
So she got this other really good job, made a whole bunch of money, all right, over $1 million worth of money that went through her account.
Wow.
And she was supposed to, you know, write it off at the end of the year by paying our employees. But she was so lazy, she didn't even pay her storage, and it got taken away, and she lost all her paperwork, and now the IRS is looking for her. The state wants to find her because of her license, and they're going to suspend her license across the country for not paying the freaking the rental car.
Yeah. That's unreal.
I mean, how lazy can you be?
I know. It's out there, though. I mean, I think it's an illness. I think it's like depression or diabetes, or heart disease.
And here's the best part. We're not even together, and she still calls me and asks me for money to pay her bills.
Wow. Do you give her any money?
Hell no, I don't give her money.
Yeah. No, don't give her a dime.
No way. I told my mom. My mom's like, you know what? Don't even answer her calls anymore. Do not send her a dime.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah. I just can't believe how lazy she really is, all this. And all you have to do is pay your bills.
Was she pretty hot?
She actually was.
Wow, that's unusual. Usually hot chicks are, you know, they keep that kind of stuff up.
You know, and here's the
fat, lazy chicks that let it go.
Here's the funny thing, right? You mentioned fat, lazy, and her being hot. I just talked to her not long ago because she called. And, she's put on some weight. Well, no. She didn't put on any weight. She had this really bad habit whenever we'd get into an argument that she wanted to start getting physical on me, you know, and I couldn't handle that. So that's one of the reasons why I left.
Mm.
And, so just recently she had a friend who needs to take medication, and she recently wasn't on that medication, and they just got into it a little bit, and she raised her hand and smacked her. And this girl's like 245. She's a big girl. And then my ex was like 120. And that girl that was 245 went so bananas on her. She was pounding her and banging her head against the concrete. She had to go to the hospital in an ambulance.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's crazy.
You're a nut.
I know. So the sister looks at my ex and says, "You should have known better than to slap her. What's wrong with you?"
Oh, man.
It's crazy, Tim.
I'll tell you. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see the playoff-bound Chivas USA as they battle the Houston Dynamo at the Home Depot Center on Saturday. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all your latest in Major League Soccer action. Look at that, soccer tickets, man. Talk to Joe in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy boy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Not bad.
Good. Talk about being lazy. I do background acting out here. And, you know, we go to set and you get in line and you sign up with one of the PAs, and, you know, if it's a big show, there's about 250 people there.
They used to call that extra work, and they call it background acting?
Yeah, extra, mm-hmm. Same thing. Right. And so you
makes
do that.
You feel a little anyway. Better about the job, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And it's doing it to pay the bills.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. So we go get the hair and makeup, if any's needed. I'm sure that's what the girls do. But then we go get the wardrobe looked at, and then after that, some of us will go back to the parking lot and just sleep in our cars all day. Give somebody a few bucks, maybe like $5, give them your cell phone number.
Jesus
and then they'll
Christ.
Call you before you sign out.
Right.
So then you wake up and you sneak in a line, give the guy the $5, and you just made $110 for the day for
nice. That's not a bad way to go, dude.
AKA weed nap, yes.
Jesus Christ, though. I mean, seriously, if you're an extra, I know they call it background acting.
Right.
But if you're in the extra business and you're trying to cut corners, I think you're in that, that fold up chair and reading a newspaper and waiting for your call because of laziness. And then to try to defeat that system with more laziness is gotta be a gold medal winner here.
It's terrible.
It really is. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you tickets to the Chivas USA.
Thank you, sir.
They battle Houston Dynamo at the Home Depot Center. When is that? Saturday. It's this Saturday at the Home Depot Center. Visit cdchivasusa.com for more Major League Soccer action. There you go. All right, let's talk to David in Upland. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, all right, how are you?
Hey, my house, the dishes never make it back to the cupboards. It's either in the sink or in the dishwasher, and like when I need some, I just go back into the dishwasher to get it. Never actually gets back in the drawers or the cupboards.
You know, the one thing I don't understand is dishes, and I'll tell you why. Because to unload a dishwasher and put all the dishes away, maximum is a 5-minute chore.
Yeah.
Maximum. I mean, unless you're running, a Shakey's Pizza and, you're cleaning that kitchen out. If you have a home kitchen with just you and the wife, maybe one kid, 5 minutes to load, 5 minutes to empty it. But yet the people sit there with a whole, an entire sink full of dishes for days. And then when they decide to put them in the dishwasher, it literally takes 5 effing minutes to do. You turn it on, and it takes 4 to 5 minutes to empty it. And that's it. And you feel great about yourself. But yet people just sit there with them dishes. I bet you do it too, right?
Tim, I hate doing dishes so much that I buy nothing but paper plates and plastic forks.
Hey, Tim. I got in on that a while ago.
You got paper too?
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ.
It's the
man.
Best.
I tell you, I work with heathens, the devil's children, who don't inoculate themselves, and who are using paper plates. God love you, too. All right, the news is coming up at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, Sarah Palin tries her hand at comedy, and I'll be going on a strict coffee diet. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, a little stuffed up there, if you know what I mean?
What?
No, I guess not. All right, news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad, everybody. And then Dr. Reef is coming in. And he is a world-renowned psychiatrist, right? Not psychologist, psychiatrist. Can write out those prescriptions for you. So if you got some badass stuff going on in your life, he's the guy with the answers. He's really good at what he does, too. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, back with Gene in the News, live after the short break on 97.1 FM Talk.